here with my brothers and sisters. And we come to you and first of all say, Lord, thank you for the ways you have provided for us. Thank you for placing us in a culture and a country that has such opportunity when it comes to finances. And yet, Lord, we lift up our country and our culture to you because they're ignoring biblical principles in many ways. And we ask that you would help us to bring wisdom and to bring correction in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for families now. And I ask, oh Lord, that you would, in a special and mighty way, make each father and mother a financial mentor to their children. Let them see and know how finances operate. Let them learn to fear debt. Let them learn to respect savings. Let them learn to respect cash. Let them, Lord, learn all the financial principles that you have in your word. And I especially pray this, O Lord, for those who are going through financial difficulty. Because, Lord, there's a tendency for parents to pull themselves away from one another and away from their children when there's financial difficulty because of shame, because they're afraid of what's going to be thought, when the truth is the exact opposite should happen. This should bring them together. And so I pray this will happen. I pray that the families will pray one to another, that the sacrifices that will be made will be shared by all, and that the final victory will be celebrated by all. And Lord, for those who have been searching for work to provide for their loved ones, I pray now, Lord, an emptying of their anxiety, an emptying on any kind of self-centeredness that makes them open to the condemnation of the enemy. And instead, right now, we speak unto you as the child of the Most High God. Go to the Lord and be filled with him. Be filled with his wisdom. Be filled with his life, his enthusiasm. Be filled with his energy to work. And then be filled with that belief and that hope that he will provide. He's promised he will provide as long as we will follow him and we will work. So Lord, I speak now, proclaim financial blessing upon these your people. And I speak healing upon those who have suffered lack and who, having death,